Leprosy was the most feared disease in biblical times, and it still exists. Its proper name, Hansen's disease, turns out to be caused by a bacterium as old as human evolution. Like COVID, leprosy is a zoonotic disease transmitted by humans from animals, especially chimpanzees and gorillas. Remember that. And in the Americas, by armadillos, of all things. Along with discoloration and disfiguring nodules leaking from skin, leprosy evidently impacts the nervous system, leading to loss of sensation, an inability to feel. A foot could be cut or a hand burned without feeling it. Because it was infectious, lepers were quarantined from society, even their families. Leprosy has no boundaries. Today's story about Naaman is remarkable because it involved a mighty warrior. Even stranger for its time, a girl, spoils from a raid serving Naaman's wife, provides a path to healing. That was crazy. Women had no status, girls even less. And it involved Elisha, a prophet from Samaria, not a good pedigree. Still worth a try. Approaching with symbols of power, horses and chariots, Naaman stops at the gate of Elisha's house. "Go wash yourself in the Jordan 7 times, Elisha says. "Are you kidding me? The Jordan in this area is a very small river. For such an important man, I thought my healing would involve a more impressive liturgy. Do you know who I am?" Gently, as befits their station, Naaman's servants talk him down. "If he had commanded you to do something difficult, would you have done it? All he told you was, wash 7 times and be clean." In that ancient story, Naaman did. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy. As we heard last week, the Bible keeps being contemporary. Think of today's situation. Remember, leprosy has no boundaries, even involving powerful people. Maybe the most powerful man on earth. Now, who could that be? Who seems to have leprosy of mind, heart, and soul, unable to feel pain. Tragic. Scary. That image came to mind immediately in response to Naaman's story. Healing not an option for this modern Naaman, not even considered. Healing from what, he would say. "Your leprosy, inability to feel," I would answer. Ending U.S. aid, children and adults continuing to starve to death around the world as food rots in warehouses undelivered. "Your inability to feel has descended into cruelty. Your leprosy responsible for cutting funds approved by Congress that could heal millions around the world suffering from curable diseases." Now, Naaman knew he had leprosy, couldn't feel that protective pain. This modern Naaman isn't sufficiently self-aware to know he is afflicted with leprosy, unable to feel the pain of others, ice his army to inflict pain on those not white. His nation is in pain, but he doesn't feel that either. Under his watch, more than 4 million people may lose medical coverage if Congress fails to extend subsidies for Affordable Care Act. You know, I could list a multitude of harmful acts against our own people, but this modern Naaman has military force. Countering it, a modern example of healing, sensitizing us, Jane Goodall, died at age 91, October 2nd. You will be amazed at the connection. Early on, seen by professionals as an innocent girl, Jane spent decades promoting humanitarian causes and the need to protect the natural world. Tried to influence the balance between climate crisis with hope for the future. Her Presidential Medal of Honor noted she mobilized a global movement to protect the planet. Our modern layman says, global warming is a hoax. Drill, baby, drill. Solar panels are a ripoff. Coal and gas are beautiful. Windmills producing electricity, a costly fraud that mostly kills birds. To hell with Paris Accords on climate change. In Congress, in terms of leprosy, imagine this. Jane Goodall lived quietly among chimpanzees, of all things. Source of leprosy or learning. She immersed herself in every aspect of these creatures who share 98.8% of our own DNA. Living among them, she fed them, listened to them, learned from them, respected them, gave them names, not numbers, formed personal relationships. Did you see the photo of Jane kissing a chimp on the lips? Obvious affection and mutual trust. She documented chimps in a vast array of activities believed to have been exclusive to us humans, including our ruthless, violent side during warfare. It was shocking, she wrote, to find that they could show such brutal behavior that made them even more like us than I had thought before. Now imagine that kind of thoughtful, caring, humble person leading our nation, free from leprosy, able to feel pain and lead actions to heal. Jesus, on his way to Jerusalem, was passing through the region between Samaria and Galilee. 10 lepers approach, properly keeping their distance.
Jesus, Master, have mercy on us,
they chant. Go and show yourselves to the priests.
Really?
In the story, those lepers were made clean. Only one turning back to give thanks, and wouldn't you know, a Samaritan. The healer, Jesus, contrasted with the modern Naaman, who literally parked his military might at the park near St. John's Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C., for a photo op holding a Bible upside down. Sadly, producing a photo of a self-absorbed, insecure, mental, spiritual leper unable to feel, and our nation and world suffers. With this sermon swirling in my head, I woke up this morning with a start. That this modern Naaman, known for projecting his leprosy, is calling out those who disagree with him as the lepers, naming those who dissent the radical left, may be preparation for declaring martial law and authoritarian rule, already evident as he sends the National Guard into cities headed by blacks and Democrats, creating the very crisis that calls for response. ICE, his standing army, dedicated to him rather than the Constitution. It's a scary time. In its existential complexity, scriptures always raise personal questions, Who is the leper? The innocent child, the healer, the Samaritan, the Jesus in you. Which one is dominant? They're all there. Which of them will control the narrative of your life? It makes all the difference. It's about being able to feel and respond. It's about the possibility of healing, each of us becoming a source of healing, family, neighborhood, and beyond, expanding into our divided nation and quarrelsome world, finding in the process, as we work for healing, we are healed. I think that's how God works. A pattern Jesus taught in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us as we forgive. Have you noticed that circle? So I think our challenge in this disturbing time is to feel. Feel the pain all around us. In our own country, in Gaza, Israel, Ukraine, all those we pray for here every Sunday, really feel the hurt so we are not contaminated, becoming emotional, intellectual, religious lepers ourselves. And feeling the pain to act with our presence, our finances, and our prayers to bring healing. I hope the memory of the healing of Naaman's leprosy, the healing of those 10 lepers, and even the hope beyond hope for healing our modern Naaman may help us to see and feel the gift of love and the gift of pain that can motivate us to respond to others in loving care as God's covenant with us proclaims and our Savior commands.